I hope that you have enjoyed and loved the songs that we've sang. When Ben led, the words were different, but for some reason the tune sounded familiar. I was back in college and somebody asked me if I knew a particular song, and I looked at the words and I said, no, I don't think so. Then when I looked back at the tune, it was the same tune as another song. And so as a result, yes, I knew it, but just seeing different words. Not sure that the tune totally is all the same, but it sure sounded familiar once I got into it. And thank you for leading that. I may not be quite as well prepared as I thought, because I didn't think I was speaking until tomorrow, next Sunday evening, but I had already been working on this lesson, and so I've got my notes all written down. The invitation song is number 514. It was announced at the beginning, and it's still up there. So if you'll turn to that, be ready at the end of the lesson. We have been spending a whole lot of time in the Old Testament. And a lot of times people say, well, why do we spend so much time? My brother was in Balknob, Arkansas, preaching. Well, he wasn't preaching in Balknob, he's preaching in Beebe, which is south of Balknob. I think he's living in Balknob, but preaching in Beebe. They would not allow him to teach the Old Testament. Period. I don't know how you can teach the New Testament without teaching the Old Testament. In the book of the Gospel, the word Scripture is used 23 times referring to the Old Testament. In the book of Acts, it is used 7 times. First of all, when they said in the first chapter in verse 6 that Scripture must be fulfilled. 2 times it was used during the discussion of the Ethiopian eunuch. First of all, it says he was reading Scripture and recognized that it's Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, from what he was reading. Then when it talks about Philip teaching him, he taught to him Scripture. He didn't have the New Testament written down. The book of Acts wasn't even written. And yet, he used the Scriptures. 2 times it talks about it when Paul is preaching in Berea. It says he used Scripture to convince these people, and they studied the Scriptures to see if things that he said were so. 2 times it was used during the discussion of Apollos. He was knowledgeable of the Scripture, but then he was taught correctly concerning the Scriptures. It's used 7 times in the book of Romans. It's used 2 times in the book of 1 Corinthians, 3 times in 1 Timothy, 3 times in James, and 3 times between the 2 books that Peter wrote. And so as a result, we can see that the New Testament teaches a lot about Scripture. Now, we just had the reading a little bit earlier about the law, and it started off, if we read a few verses earlier, he's talking about the promises that were given to Abraham. And he says that the law was given because of iniquity. Do you mean there wasn't any iniquity before Abraham? I mean, we can even tell Abraham sinned because of the lies he told to Pharaoh and to the king of the Philistines. We can look back and see God's displeasure with the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. We can see God's displeasure before the flood. We can see God's displeasure with Adam and Eve and with Cain. But what God did when he put down the law, he put down all the things that he was displeased with. Yes, we're saved by faith. We're saved by grace. We're saved by obedience to the gospel. And yet, we need to know the things which God is displeased with. He's displeased with the same things today that he was displeased with back at that time when the law was given. You think he is glad to see all these people doing homosexuality? Do you think he is happy with the lottery? You think he's happy with abortion and other sins that we are committing today?